Welcome to the DC Today, your daily market synopsis of the Dividend Cafe, brought to you every Monday through Thursday to bring you up-to-date information and perspective on financial markets.
Welcome to DC Today, this Tuesday, April the 2nd, in what ended up being a second down day to start off April in the second quarter. Yesterday, I had thought maybe it was just April Fool's. It turns out it's going to have some follow through. No, but the market was off the lows for the day. We closed down 396 on the Dow. Really what drove this is rates are at the higher end of their range. The 10-year is trading at about 436. It was up 3 basis points on the day, but that was after it rose 12 basis points yesterday. And so the market's just in risk assets are repricing some higher interest rates. But what's behind it isn't necessarily bad. It's, yeah, some inflation numbers have remained in the, you know, high twos or low threes, but are definitely moving in the right direction. But it's positive economic growth and labor strength, and those things aren't bad. If we end up with, you know, repricing because we're going to have a little higher interest rates through the remainder of the year, that doesn't frighten me too much per se. But we had yesterday, again, positive manufacturing data that was good for economic news. We had today some positive numbers out of job openings. They were the same. It was 8.8 million this month, which was really for February. And then we had about the same exact number for the month before in January. So those are good numbers. It's a healthy amount of job openings. That's a good sign for the employment market. It's down from 12 million in 2022, which was the peak. So it's come a long way to normalize at this point, and now is sort of stabilized around these numbers, and I don't think that's either a bad thing as well. So we had section in there. David had a section in there about the energy sector and some of the differences in different periods of time, alluding to, you know, the 15 and 16 period where energy was just sort of, you know, hated. And then even in the 20 period, 2020 during COVID, you know, oil futures were trading negative, and just different periods of time where energy was perceived one way or the other versus this sort of redemption period post COVID, where now you have, you know, energy doing well when stocks are doing well. So if markets are up, for example, and, you know, 2023, you know, energy was up as well. But it was also up when stocks were down. When the S&P was down in 2022, energy actually was a big outperformer. So you just have positive fundamentals in that market. You know, the price of oil has stayed relatively stable in this sort of mid-80s level. And because of those previous years of over capital expenditure in 15 and 16, you just have a really much healthier energy sector as far as those companies go. And those are all good things. And obviously, we're believers of some of those businesses, particularly in the midstream pipeline space. Factory orders for today were stronger than expected in some rebound from 2 months of negative. We were up 1.4% for the month of March. So good to see those things. That's positive for the economy, and so on. The Ask Brian section was responding to an astute question, and I hope my response sounded respectful, I suppose. I meant it to be, of course. But it was a reader that was commenting on something else he had read about this being the sort of definitive second top to the biggest bubble in U.S. financial history, and kind of wanted to ask me what I thought about that. There's not a lot for me to really reconcile with those types of statements. You know, it's not to say good or bad about the person who wrote it, I sense, but, you know, they're written that way because it grabs headlines, it grabs eyeballs, it grabs clicks, it grabs readers. It's more about that than it is about trying to offer you some sort of insight into how to help you design a portfolio or what you should, you know, what you should do around those sorts of things. You really can't plan too well for the sky is falling type of thing. And of course, the future isn't predictable, it's unpredictable. And so we try to control or focus and spend our time at the Bonson Group focusing on things that we can control, you know, analyzing companies from the bottom up, making sure client asset allocations are correct, things like this. So I don't have any more comments about the sky is falling other than that to say, other than I don't think it is. So there you have it. And actually, before I let you go, I wanted to give just a little mention that today, April 2nd, 2024, is the now ninth anniversary of the Bahnsen Group leaving Morgan Stanley, where we previously were, and moving out into our new fiduciary independent paradigm and building what is now the Bahnsen Group that you know of today. And I remember there was an hour or so of unemployment for David and I when we left Morgan Stanley, you know, before we started the new gig. But it's just been surreal, this amazing journey. And I'm just so thankful and grateful for the now 60 people. At the time we left, we had David and I plus six others. So there was eight people on the team and roughly $600 million or so in client assets. And now it's 60 people and, you know, $5.3 billion showing up on my screen every morning. It's quite surreal. But today's the ninth year anniversary. I just wanted to say thank you to all on the team. I'm so grateful, and to every client that's listening, and for all your support. With that, tomorrow we've got some ADP private payroll data that comes out and some ISM services data that will come out. So there'll be lots more to kind of go through with you tomorrow, and I look forward to it. Reach out with your questions. Thanks so much.
The Bahnsen Group is a group of investment professionals registered with Hightower Securities LLC, member FINRA and SIPC, and with Hightower Advisors LLC, a registered investment advisor with the SEC. Securities are offered through Hightower Securities LLC. Advisory services are offered through Hightower Advisors LLC. This is not an offer to buy or sell securities. No investment process is free risk. There is no guarantee that the investment process or investment opportunities referenced herein will be profitable. Past performance is not indicative of current or future performance and is not a guarantee. The investment opportunities referenced herein may not be suitable for all investors. All data and information referenced herein are from sources believed to be reliable. Any opinions, news, research, analyses, prices, or other information contained in this research is provided as general market commentary and does not constitute investment advice. The Bahnsen Group and Hightower shall not in any way be liable for claims and make no expressed or implied representations or warranties as to the accuracy or completeness of the data and other information, or for statements or errors contained in or omissions from the obtained data and information referenced herein. The data and information are provided as of the date referenced. Such data and information are subject to change without notice. This document was created for informational purposes only. The opinions expressed are solely those of the Bahnsen Group and do not represent those of Hightower Advisors LLC or any of its affiliates. Hightower Advisors do not provide tax or legal advice. This material was not intended or written to be used or presented to any entity as tax advice or tax information. Tax laws vary based on the client's individual circumstances and can change at any time without notice. Clients are urged to consult their tax or legal advisor for any related questions.